Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, a doctor is in the studio this morning from Piedmont Medical Center. We'll catch up with him in a quick second. But good Monday morning to you. It's 8:10 here on Palmetto Morning, 78 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Catherine Madden.
Catherine's hanging out with us today because Ashley Lang has the day off. We want to welcome everyone who's listening to us on the radio, on the app, online, as well as those who are listening to us, watching us on CN2. That's Comporium Cable Channel 102, in addition to all of your social media platforms. Well, President Donald Trump has been in the headlines as of late, and it's not necessarily for his political views. It was surrounding a health issue, and that's why we brought in a doctor from Piedmont Medical Center. He is a vascular surgeon. His name is Dr. Martin Tarmina, and he is here to elaborate about what took place regarding President Donald Trump, what we need to be listening to in our own bodies, and what can be done right here at home. So we want to welcome Dr. Martin Tarmina here to Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, doctor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, what transpired with President Trump the other day, it has a very long medical term. It's not part of our everyday language, but it is part of your everyday language.
Sure.
So if folks are just hearing about this for the first time, because he makes headlines a lot more for his political news than his health issues.
Right.
But kind of bring us up to speed. What's kind of taking place here?
Sure. I think what they first noticed was leg swelling, and the final diagnosis turned out to be a long word called chronic venous insufficiency, which is a valvular dysfunction in the lower extremities. Although leg swelling is a very common thing that we see in the office, probably the most common thing that we see trying to sort out whether it's a acute life-threatening issue or a benign issue. In Donald Trump's particular circumstance, it turned out to be benign, although he had an extensive workup to sort that out.
Again, you are not President Trump's doctor, but you obviously deal with this issue day in and day out.
We do.
When we talk about swelling of the leg, what are we talking about exactly? How does it expand outward? Is it discomfort? How do folks know that something's not right in their body? And are we talking below the knee?
Typically, the swelling can be from the ankle all the way up to the groin, but most commonly we see that swelling below the knee.
Okay.
In the morning, typically these are under control, but in the case of venous insufficiency, that swelling tends to expand over the day, typically gets worse in the evenings. A lot of the patients can develop heaviness, burning, aching, fatigue, cramping, and of course the swelling. Those can become very uncomfortable and can cause significant cramps in the evenings. Certainly it could be a life-threatening issue, like they sorted out with Donald Trump. It could be congestive heart failure. It could be renal insufficiency or acute deep venous thrombosis, which could lead to pulmonary embolism and of course, death. All those things were sorted out for Trump. He had an echocardiogram that showed it his, this is from reports, so I didn't have all the actual data, but from the reports, you know, his heart was fine. They looked at his arteries and he had normal arterial flow. His venous study showed no acute deep venous thrombosis. And I'm sure that all his labs were within normal limits, so he didn't have any liver dysfunction or renal insufficiency. Typically, and this is a benign issue, although it can be uncomfortable and impact people's lives. Conservative management typically is compression stockings, especially if the arterial flow is otherwise normal. They have a compression rating, and typically we use 20 to 30 millimeters of mercury knee-high compression that we put on in the morning before the swelling, and then take off in the evenings so you don't sleep with those at night. There are typically a valve that's causing a problem in chronic venous insufficiency. Whether that valve might be in the deep system or the superficial system tells us what we can do to help. That's determined through a venous ultrasound. And based on that ultrasound, if you have a deep system issue and the deep system runs next to the arteries, it can't really be fixed. Although there are some phase 2 to 3 trials, I think at this point, talking about artificial venous valves that may be implanted by a surgeon. But at this point, we can only treat superficial venous insufficiency. that can lead to varicose veins and heaviness, and certainly that can cause superficial phlebitis and those type things. Mm. But if you have a superficial leak, that can be treated in the office, typically with a venous ablation or even glue at this point in the time. Those are that's been going on for several years now. But those treatments are done in the office, typically 15 to 20 minutes with or without sedation, typically under local anesthetic.
We're told to always listen to our body. This is the body's way of saying, hey, listen, something is not happening. Blood's not making it around the whole system like it should. At what point should people start to reach out to their doctor if they notice something? Again, you said from their groin all the way down to their ankle, but usually it's below their knee. But what are the signs for a typical health issue like this, and when should folks call their doctor?
I think a lot of people get some mild swelling, and you could see that with your stockings in the evenings when you take them off. You could see maybe a band from that tight stocking, just from normal stockings. I think that's probably benign and not really serious. But certainly if you have significant swelling that leads to symptoms, like we talked about, heaviness and burning and fatigue, those things probably need to be evaluated by the doctor. And then they need to go course to their primary physician to have that sorted out, whether they have a cardiac issue or just a benign issue like we're talking about now, that could be sorted out. And I think the medical doctors are very important here because they rule out the big acute issues. Certainly deep venous thrombosis has to be always considered, and we see that when we see people with swelling, that's where we start, was with the venous ultrasound to make sure there's not an acute clot. That would require blood thinners of some type.
Let me ask you this. So is there a certain age that people should be looking out for this, or that you typically treat for these type things? Or is it pretty much any age, gender, like that are more common that you see?
Yeah, I don't think there's a gender issue really, although varicose veins may be more common in women than men secondary to estrogens, but those are still being, that issue still being sorted out. Typically, we see it in more elderly patients. Although we can see it at any age, typically when they're younger, it's a more of a varicose veins type issue that may be swelling or just pain in those veins themselves. As they get older, it's more of a generalized swelling that probably needs to be looked at by their medical doctors, and you have to take in account all their comorbidities, whether they have hypertension, diabetes, those type things. Problems with the heart, those all need to be addressed before we start getting into the vein issues. Once that's all rolled out, then we can kind of focus, as long as they don't have an acute deep venous thrombosis, then we can sort out, you know, what the venous insufficiency might be. So that would be the next step.
So are there preventative things that we as individuals can do to maybe eliminate the risk of having an issue like this in the future?
I don't know if there's a preventative issue, although exercise is very important. The more we move, the more the veins circulate. We didn't mention, you know, the arteries work completely different than the veins. The arteries have a huge advantage. They have the pump, the heart pumping things down to the legs, pumping blood down to the legs, and then the veins are bringing it back. And that has to go through this valve system that may or may not be working correctly. And the more muscular tract contractions we have, the more pumping happens. And more blood can get out of the leg. So exercise, walking, being active is very important for the arterial and the venous system. And I don't know if it'll prevent it, because we don't know why it happens. Although these valves that we're talking about are very thin. They're very wispy looking, almost as thin as crepe paper. And so it's very easy to damage them. Certainly a clot can damage them, but you know, sometimes we do arterial bypasses and we have to turn a vein into an artery. They work outstanding when they're working, and if we hook the vein up to an artery, it won't go past the valve. But just the small flick of a small cutter, and it's incompetent, and the blood can flow down to the leg. So when we do bypasses, we cause an incompetence in those valves so we can allow blood to go in a reverse direction.
I was going to say, well, medicine is fascinating, and what you all are able to do there at Piedmont Medical Center is just remarkable. It's right here in our backyard. So listen to your body. That's what we are always told. Listen to your body. And if you notice some swelling and it's not going away, it's causing you some discomfort, do not live in pain. Just reach out. no harm in doing so, and you know, take control of your health, and it can be done right here in your backyard. Dr. Martin Tarmina, again, is a vascular surgeon with Piedmont Medical Center. We certainly appreciate your expertise, and thank you so much for shedding more light on this conversation.
Yeah, thank you for having me this morning.